This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am here live. As you can hear, I've got a wonderful elocution. No, that's not actually what I want to say. A surround sound that is brought upon by cold and snot and phlegm. But they can't be here. Phlegm is in Sweden and snot is not available. Okay, so people, welcome. I'm here. I'm sorry about last week. I just could not come in. I was so ill. But now we will talk about things we wanted to talk about last week, and we will catch up. And I think just to put us in the mood, we must maybe have a nice little song. What do you think about? Let me see.
N-N-W-E-N-G.
Okay.
More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Cause I did this shit, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Cause I did this shit, I was a hoe. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money.
I said, if I want fuck, I'm gon' fuck him. But if he ain't got a buck, I won't cuff him. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Wanted double D, so he stuffed him. Back to the point, is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably stick the sass in your face. Turn around, then he asked about the taste. He fell in love like the passion of Drake. But I fuck him though, and I don't even care if his mother know. It's about that paper on another note. And I fake a baby like the rubber broke. And I, once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Cause I did this shit, I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it, I won't take it back. Cause I did this shit, I was a hoe. More money, I want your money. I want more money, I want your money. More money, I want your money. I want more money.
This is for all my hoes. All my gold digging hoes. Money getting love, my hoes. About the riches, all my hoes. Broke niggas don't do those. And I'm admitting it, I rip a nigga of his benefits. Send a flick, tennis strip, independent chick. Turn a bitch in the L in the generous. Yeah, contrary, I'm the blonde bomb scare.
It could be that people are waiting or trying to tune into Radio Pulpit. It's not it. This is the Casper Radio Show. And we have just listened to a little bit of
Casper's Radio Show. Culture.
A little bit of culture. I'm admitting it. I fucked them like a hoe or something. And thank you very much for that little song, BB. We will be in touch. And I also have here with me, I've got the wonderful and trusted Betty Bangles. Hi, Betty.
Hallo.
Hoe gaan dit vanmorgen, my skat?
Dit gaan baie goed.
Is dit?
Ja.
Well,
klink dit so nie?
Nee. Ja, dit klink so.
Oh, okay.
Maar het lyk nie so nie. Nee, ek maak 'n grap.
Robbe week gehad,
robbe
week.
Nee, dit was 'n robbe week, nee. Die lewe het mense nogal gepeerbal.
Ja.
Ja. Maar jy, ons is deur die week, ons het dit gemaak.
Ons het. Wel, daar is nog so 2 dae oor van die week.
Ja.
Maar ek dink ons sal hom deurkom.
Ons gaan hom deurkom. Ja. En jy het weer shows vanaand?
Ek het, ja. Betty Bangles op stage.
Okay, maar ek sien sy is terug op Via.
Sy is terug op Via. die repeat van season 1.
Ja,
maar dis great.
It's a good sign.
Dit sê daarom, hulle het nie gekots toe hulle die eerste keer gekyk het nie, so hulle wil dit daarom weer sien.
Ja, die mense van VR, ja. And that's the most important.
Ja, die mense by die high kots, maar
hulle kots,
maar VR is fine.
Hulle, ja. VR is lekker. Now, that's a good sign, man.
Ja.
So ek is baie bly daaroor. En dan het ek ook vir Rian hier. Rian, waar is jy?
Hi, is ek, Kasper.
Sê, hou aan praat.
Hoe gaan dit nou? Dankie, test 1, 2.
Sê nie, het gaan goed, dankie. Ek was net op 'n oomblik, het ek nie was nie seker wat jou nommer ken nie.
Is
jy nommer 1 keer of jy nommer 2, maar jy is nommer 3.
Wow, great.
Nou weet jy ook. En Rian, ons het jou daarom al lang klaas gesien.
Ja, ek het 'n bietjie breek gevat. Bietjie uitgechill vir 'n maand.
A kitty.
Ja.
A kit cat. And you know what, Rian? I was missing some... action here, man. Some nice juicy dancing. And to say, ek, kom ons bring dit weer terug. En ek het jou gevra, en jy het vir my gesê, okay, you can make a plan for me.
Yes.
Ach, dank.
Ek het actually baie goeie nuus vir jou. Ek het klomp dansers op Facebook, wat nou gehoor het en gesê, dit kom weer terug.
Woo!
En ek het in een week, omtrent, kijk, so 8 of 10 e-mails gekry van mense wat wil kom. Mense, die dansers wat ek nie eens ken nie.
Yes.
So, ons is wel geboek.
Ons is wel geboek. Okay, well, that's
het
what I want to
hear. Hulle foto's ingestuur.
Ek het hulle gevra, ek soek
hulle moet die screening process gaan voordat hulle kan kom dans.
Ja. Maar dit is toch al creepy, want dit is half Steve Weinstein kind of, hoor jy, ek wil asseblief eers sien hoe lyk jy en of jy kan dans. Hulle sê,
"Hoe die fuck is Steve Weinstein?"
I bedoel Harvey.
Ach, Harvey. Wie is Steve Weinstein? Ek is een maand weg en ek vergeet.
Maar dit is die, look, let's not bullshit, this is a cutthroat industry we want to see before we do.
Exactly.
So fuck this, we want to see it. Jy kan hier aankom en like soos, what's like fucking Rebel Wilson en hier kom dan. You know, we don't want that.
Ek te voor kyk.
Dance?
Ja.
Oh no, Jesus.
Dis oulik.
Hoor gaan
kan nie opstuur nie, maar...
Hier is een nieuwe song. Is it new?
I had a little bit too much of Hennessy.
You think about the album? I thought it was a new song.
Just take a little intro.
Oh, okay.
You so fucking precious when you smile.
Ooh.
Hit it from the back and drive you wild.
Kasper is in a hip-hop mode, like my.
Ek wil net sê, sy muziek smaak het a shift. Geneem.
Voor jy weet gaan hom met die achterste voorkeppie aankom.
Van Eurovision na fucking pussy en ek weet nie wat's volgende nie.
Ek weet, maar ek like it actually. Ek wil so plaat maak. Ek nie, nou is het boring. Maar ek het net gesien, dit was vanmorgen op my lijst, staan nou new releases. Toe dacht ek, kom ons try dit. En... Nou weet ons. En is een nummer. 1 million views. Kom ons hoor, wat is dit?
I woke up one morning, so 1 million views.
Ja.
I woke up one morning, so 1 million views.
Ja. Well, it's about views on Instagram or something.
I woke up one morning, then I brushed my teeth. I got into the bath, then I changed my panties. Yeah. I made sure that we don't smell like children. And four. I'm about to be bigger than four heads. Oh yes, I put on my Jordans. Then I leave the house, it's important. I jump in an Uber, he ain't play no music. Awkward. Yo, driver, give me the orcs. I've got a goal, take me to north. Don't wanna chat, don't wanna talk. Just bring my track and turn it off. Cause we'll talk. I woke up one morning, saw 1 million views.
Oh, to 1 million views.
My eyes like, huh? 1 million views.
I woke up one morning, saw 1 million views.
Ek hou van die sound.
Ja. Yeah.
Die lyrics is... Ek weet nie.
Moe nie fijn gevoelig raak nou.
Dis nogal heel... Dis is a British hip-hop.
Dit is baie British nou. Nou, Bernard, vertel ons nou dan hiervan. Wat ek nou vir jou speel.
Oh.
Ja, it's not the Lion King.
It's Wakanda. Black Panther.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, we should have talked about it last week, but then I was ill.
Yeah.
En ons het het al gesien. Maar jylle klom mense het nog nie.
Bevolkte.
Nog nie.
Oh, you must go, eh? Mm,
ek kon het gaan sien, maar ek wil die 3D in doen.
Ja, jy moet.
So, ek wil eerder wacht.
Ja. So, what did you think, Bernard?
Ek het geloof. Van wel die eerste 20 minute is mis.
Ja, wat ons is by
Stamp Mall of Africa se Sterkinigor.
Yes, it is full.
En jy staan, ons het hoe lank in die rij gestaan, 1:30?
Ek het later uitgeklatsch.
Toe ons voorkom, toe sê hulle, jylle kan nie hierso koop met kontant nie, jy moet in die rij gaan staan en order en dan collect jy dit net hierso.
Ach nee.
Toe sê ek my skat, maar ons gaan nie nou weer gaan nie. Jy moet ons maar gaan hier help.
Dis die God gaar.
Want ons die movie is al 1:30 in die gang.
Ja. Wat kan ja, daar kan nie meer wel.
Toe ons eventueel in die cinema inkom en sit en Kasper op die trap sit en movie kyk.
Ja.
Want iemand sit op sy sitplek.
Ach nee.
Dit was a great movie.
Ek moes 'n foto geneem het van Kasper wat sit op die trappie.
Met my die berle. Ja, nee, it was wonderful. Wonderful movie. And it's a phenomenon, you know. I like it. I like that it's a phenomenon.
En hierdie, ek dink nou na die tyd daaraan, die look van die movie, het jy nie 'n bietjie aan Avatar laat dink nie?
Ja.
Die look en die feel van...
Ja.
Dis rarig, dis goed gedoen die. Visuals stunning.
Jy het toe geweet wat aangaan as jy 20 minute laat was.
Ja.
Okay.
Baie maklik, dis mos 'n cartoon story. Baddie, goodie, baddie, win vir 'n rukkie en dan wen die goodie.
Okay. Cool.
Altyd so. Ja. So, but they had nice effects and stuff. I liked it. But what universe is this? Can someone tell me? Is this Marvel, DC
Marvel.
Comics? Marvel. Oh, yeah, Stan Lee was in the Marvel. Movie. Mm-hmm. Beer, I was in and I forgot. Plumber of iets.
That's a gamble. That's a gamble in the air.
Oh, look who's here. Hi, Gareth. Where are you? Can you be there? Hi, Gareth.
Kan it?
Lekker met jou.
Lekker, dank je.
Sorry, I was ill last week, eh?
Well, frot.
Frot, eh? But thank you for giving me this.
Sure, how are you?
Ah, I'm better now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The future is here, he says, but you spell it otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And it's
cheesy, I know. These are our Cliff Central wireless.
Thank you. Earphones. I missed it last week, you see. So, what do you do with this bloody stuff?
You know how to use earphones, right?
I do, but where do am I based? Do I put it up my anus?
No, Cliff.
Oh.
Please don't. That's what John T did. That's why he
I know.
That's why I had to give him a free pair because he already.
Yeah, I heard sounds so, coming from his ear. So.
Okay. These are the earphones. This is very simple.
People, look at this. And this is so nicely for Puck, eh?
Yeah.
It's stunning. That was my birthday last week.
Oh, how nice for you, Babs.
right, what
Casper,
is this?
You put them around your neck like this.
Oh.
They click together because they're magnetic.
Yeah.
And they switch off when you do that. So if you're not using them, they switch off, so they save you battery. They'll last for 10 hours. You pop them in, you can listen to your podcasts, whatever. And it doesn't matter what phone you have, because it does it by Bluetooth.
Wow.
So I put on Bluetooth on my phone,
yeah.
Pop these around, and I will get it.
Correct. And you can listen to music, podcasts, you can listen to calls, you can talk. There's a microphone on there, too.
Wow. Oh, so I can...
Last dialed number, if you press it twice, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So this cool. is like so it's so smart.
Well, you know, we're trying to keep ahead of the innovation curve.
Yeah. So what if I put my Bluetooth on? What will my phone say? Is this? Will
Cliff
it say Cliff Central?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. People, you've heard it here. I'm gonna listen to it now. No.
All right. Tell us what you think.
I will. Oh, thanks, Happy. Gareth. And please remember, poor old Betty had a fucking birthday.
Shame. Happy birthday. Didn't I say that?
Oh, near. Okay, we were in Wakanda. Wakanda is gone now. Okay, so that was an interesting experience for me. Okay, so what dances did you bring along, Rion?
Today I have my Odyssey male dance career. I've got Charlie.
Yeah.
And I've got Keegan.
Hello, Charlie. Yeah,
hello, Casper.
Hello, Keegan.
Hello, da.
Charlie, what was
your Odyssey dance crew or some of them?
Some of them.
Ja.
Ons kan nou nie alles op een tyd gebruik.
We don't know
about. Nee.
Ons is al bietjie hektiek.
Ja, ek wou sê, want laas was daar bietjie meer as...
Ja, ja, nee. Ons het maar getel op die mics.
Ja, ja, ons kan nie te veel. En om ons begin besadigd.
Ja.
You can't just begin... With a orgasm.
With a production.
You know, you gotta flirt a little bit.
Yeah, you have to just give it a
So what are you gonna do like a routine for us that you do together.
Yes, precisely. We are going to do Maryland together, and hopefully we can blow yourselves
a little tainted love.
Tainted love. That one.
That's the one.
So are you going to... So if you if I like what I see, can I then reorder it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have the order in the back pocket right here for you.
Okay. Ready? Okay, and then what I'm going to do, I'll promise to the people listening on their Cliff Central earpieces or on their phones, I will promise them that we'll go live as well with that. Dance. What's your favorite kind of music? Do you? I saw you two like the I Was a Ho.
That was a classic one, yeah.
Which other music do you like? Can I look up something for you? You can tell me.
Yes, go ahead.
Throw it.
You know what? I love hip hop. I love the.
Give me a name.
Of a song.
Of a song, or shall I go to hip-hop?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what they say here. They say, for you, and then they say, not much further, because it's the Wi-Fi. Now, where do I go, new music mix? Okay, let me do that. And we'll go through this, and you can tell me what you like, okay?
All right.
Here we go. This is Mr. Tillman. I don't know what it is. We'll see whether it's pop. Oh, no, that's not hip hop.
No,
right?
That's not hip hop. No.
This hip eight pop.
Hip eight. Oh Jesus! Why are they playing me this cuck?
This is like pop.
It's got a upbeat hip hop pop.
But weirdy, but nice.
Study credits, not the Black Panther.
Welcome.
Yeah. It's like an otherworldly area.
Yeah.
Then there's something called Blood Orange. Do you know that?
No.
Listen.
Call it all for nothing, but I'd rather be nothing.
We can do something with this.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, yeah, we can do something with this.
Okay, let's go. I think it's going to build up to something. It's going to stay like this.
Maybe it's an intro, let's see.
Can I help it along?
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Okay,
this is nice.
Okay.
Happy Sunday song.
Yeah. Driving the bicycle, I can see the dog.
With your new earphones.
With my earphones. So tell me a bit about yourself. Where do you come from?
Myself? Yeah. I come from the Brackenhurst area.
What does that mean?
Well, I live in Alberton.
Oh, yeah, I'm so Alberton. Sorry. And then how did you meet up with Rian?
Rian, actually, I met him through my brother, Nicholas. One day he said to me, bro, you know what? If you want to take dancing further, I've got the man for you. He brought me up to Rian's house and he doesn't stay too far from me. Mm. Went up there, Rian said he saw potential in both of us and he said, you know what? Come to rehearsal, let us start working with different moves, different dancing. And ever since...
He inspired
he
you.
He inspired me.
Boy, was I wrong. Just kidding.
Charlie, the other day, I was at a show and you and I... I told Rian, no one must make contact with me because I'm shy. Then you come up as a fucking... what was that?
The Blackpool one.
Deadpool. Blackpool is a place, eh? He came and interacted with me on the Deadpool, and I was so shy, but now I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Because I love to stir the pot.
I'll give it back to you, boy. No, it was lekker.
Tat for tits.
Absolutely. Okay, so I would suggest that I get the music from you, Rion. Okay. I'm going to switch this off, Blood Orange. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. So I'm going to put this on my Facebook so I can go live. Who's going to... You're going to take the picture?
I'll do it.
Okay, keep my music so long. Okay, and I'm going to go... Yeah, you can hear my voice still a bit, eh? Because of the illness. Oh, yeah. Ek is jammer, ek kon nie my werk doen nie. Ek is bietjie so. Okay, so you're gonna, what kind of, sal jy my indruk, jou pilietjie? Oh, hoor hoe lach hy.
Wow.
Okay. Now, it's just the thingy for the audio. Okay, I'm going Facebook. I'm gonna go Casper. I'm gonna go publish. I'm gonna go live.
Go live.
It's Keegan.
Yes, it is.
And Charlie
Boy.
Keegan. And Charlie. You better go get ready then.
Oh, we're ready. Oh, yeah. We're ready. Are you ready?
Are you gonna dance here?
No. We can start now.
Yeah, you see, you must go ready. Keegan and Charlie live. Okay. Where the front? Charlie live. Okay. So, Rion. Hoe begin ek dit nou? Ek wil nie dit hê nie. Okay, Rion, so sê vir my as jy gaan en dan moet jy vir my sê moet ek hierdie ene druk, Tainted Love. Nee. Ja. Okay, jy moet my hart praat want ek kan nie hoor nie. En dan as jy reg is, dan kan jy na ander dan wys jy vir my Casper go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, listening here on the Casper Radio Show, Rion is walking through to the dance hall area where we've got young Charlie and Keegan ready to dance and sizzle and make our blood boil a bit this morning to get us awake. En like my, oh god, daar is 500 kameras.
Ooh, maar kyk, daar is 500 girls ook.
Maar kyk, die hemde het gegaan. O, jyre. Lovely. Jesus. Okay, so, when are we ready? Okay. Jesus, maar nou kan ek vokal sien. Ek well, kyk maar op die Facebook, jylle hoor. Want hulle het hulle dinge se...
Wat het jy nou gedoen?
Ek het vokal gedoen.
Dis hy.
That was prachtig. It was beautiful, people. I loved it. And I'm going to watch it over and over again tonight. Now, oh God, we're really fucking Black Death Hussie. Yeah. Oh, you got it. Okay, let's post it. Let's post it right away. Rion, and as jy dan nou uitgaan, kan jy vir ons vraag vir Sven? Sven moet inkom. Because we are now like, it's like this, clockwork. Jy het geniet, Bernard?
Dit was prachtig geweest. Prachtig.
Dit is wat ons nodig het, né? Ons het lang vas
gehad. Dit is waar dit begin het. Onthou jy, was het 3 jaar terug? Wat ons dit gehad het elke vrijdag.
Yes.
Like. Ek denk ons moet terug gaan naar ons roots toe.
Ja.
En dit elke vrijdag.
Nee, ek het definitief my roots gevoel, nou. Dit was fantastisch.
Je roots of je root?
My roots het wortel geskiet. Dit was baie, baie mooi. But you see, onthou jy een ruk gelede... Dit was... Was jy hier toe Michael Otten nie was?
Nee.
O.
Wie is hy?
Okay, Michael Otten is van... die pet insurance.
O nee, ek was hier nie.
Was jy nie hier nie?
Ja.
Okay, well today we're gonna talk to Sven, who is also from One Plan, but he's gonna talk about health. But Sven, first I must meet you. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hi, everyone.
Hello. Yourself.
No, fantastic. Can I'm so flippin' excited to be here.
Thank you. Can you see we are going today? Hey, we're dancing
Did
already?
You see me dancing?
No.
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, I was just behind the wall. Yeah.
Next time. Sven, so I discussed this with Michael last time, and I don't know whether he felt I was too intimate with him, that he doesn't want to return, but I'm glad that he sent you.
We tagged him.
Good. And I discussed the pet insurance, and I said, but you got health as well. And I said, yeah, I got the health plan work. But I don't know whether... Oh, we'll get you some. Can we get some water? Tell me about the health... there's a difference between insurance and policies and cock. Please, I'm dumb.
So I think the easiest way to explain it, say we are a health insurer. We are not a medical aid, which enables us to be far cheaper than anyone else in the market. But what's important is we underscore health insurance with technology, innovation and technology. And the way we do that is we have an app. So you can load a claim via the app and we effectively pre-fund an amount onto a card, a transactional card, that you can then use at any doctor that you want to go to as a cash paying client. So the whole philosophy about what we try and do is we're trying to demystify insurance because insurance is cuck boring. And quite frankly, the younger generation that comes through the ranks doesn't really care about health insurance. They don't care about insurance generally.
Yeah.
So what we try and do is give them technology and innovation in order to make it easier to claim. And in that way, we're trying to empower people to use health insurance and also understand health insurance. Why is it important? Why is it so important that you are able to use it? And why it's not a grudge purchase. Those are all things that we try and achieve.
I like grudge purchases. I can't say it, but I like it. okay, because you know, of course everyone's it's ongeluk elke nou en dan. And then if you're young, you like your apps and stuff, you can interact with it and it makes it easier for you then to get benefits from it.
Well, that's exactly the point. The other thing about insurance is it's so complex. Yeah. There's things people don't understand and what's covered and what isn't covered. And the point, well, one of the fundamentals of our product is that it's easy to understand. It's on one page, you see exactly what you're covered for, you know exactly what we pay out. And quite frankly, if it's health or pet or whatever it is, the mechanism and the way it's created is exactly the same thing. So...
Okay, but this app, is this app that I'm going to get separate from the pets?
It looks exactly the same.
Okay, I must get both.
You must get both, and the way in which we treat your pet is exactly like we treat a person.
Okay.
Quite frankly, sometimes people care more about their pets than they care about
I do.
People. Exactly. I've got two sausages, and I care about them.
Yes, did you?
I just went there.
That's amazing. You must go to the Guinness Book of Records. That's amazing. So, yeah, I also care more about my sausage than anyone else. But what I want to say is that if I have the app, and I'm stupid, so I can download the app, open it up, and it will explain to me questions I might have, and just go further and say, okay, well, if you want to know this, then... talk here or look here.
Casper, but there's more. Because, yes, all of that information is available on the app, but we also communicate with people in the way that they want to be communicated with. Mm. Facebook, WhatsApp.
Mm. Yes.
Those are the mediums that we use to interact with people.
I like that.
I know. That's how people want us to interact with them. So
these days people ask to, you know, will you marry me on WhatsApp? They don't even ask in person.
Exactly. And there's no ring involved or anything.
No, just a ringtone.
Exactly. Exactly. So to answer your question, I mean, all of that information is available on the app. But I think the cool thing about it is if you just go onto Facebook and search One Pet, One Plan, you see us over there. If you comment on anything, we have an entire digital team that communicates with you. And it's the way that people want to interact with insurers nowadays. It's not cuck boring where you speak to a robot on the telephone. That's the point.
But now, what I tried to ascertain, if that's a word, last time, and I couldn't, and I'm still trying to... Someone like moi. Mm. Okay. So I was with health, but I think it's medical.
Mm.
Hey.
Yeah.
You call it medical. And I was, and I stopped it because I just thought I pay too much per month and I can just as well pay that for my medicine when I need it. And so I stopped it. But then what would be the benefit for someone like me to do this one plan?
So I think the important thing is medical aids only speak to about 8 million South Africans. Mm. And the reason that happens is because they're the only people that can afford it.
Yes.
You need some sort of solution for the greater general public. And I think that's something that health insurance unlocks. Now the big difference between health insurance and medical aid is quite simply that medical aids work on a system of cross-subsidization. So what that means is the younger, healthier people look after the older, sickly people. And that's why the price automatically goes up.
Yes.
Coupled with that is the fact that there's something called PMBs, which are prescribed minimum benefits. And what that means is that for that condition, the insurer or the medical aid provider has to cover you. Mm-hmm. Now, health insurance doesn't have that all-encompassing, just throw everything into the pot in terms of risk and everyone needs to pay for it. We look at each individual, which enables us to manage our risk better and enables us to reduce the price of it. So to use your example, the reason you should go onto one plan is firstly because it's easy to use, it's easy to understand, and it's not as expensive as traditional medical aid.
Yeah.
And you get the benefit of both day-to-day cover and hospitalization cover the same way you do as a medical aid, but you don't pay these exorbitant fees for it. So that's the whole point.
It's nice to... You see, for people like myself, is to reopen up and investigate this because we've closed that door and said, no, we don't want to know about this. Bye-bye. Now it's nice to know there is a new way to look at it.
I hate using these words because it's such a cliche, but it is a major disruptor in the market because it is a different way of doing things. Mm. I mean, where else did you hear of or have you heard of medical aids or health insurers where you can literally open up an app, click, click, pay, and you have money on a card and you can pay
somewhere. That's like a dream.
It's a dream. It's and it's almost too good to be true, but it's not.
So, Rian, Bernard, do you have medical aid?
Okay, John, no success in...
Okay. Huh? Meerkaatjie.
Yeah.
So,
Want jy betaal fucking baie.
Mm.
En ek is nie iemand wat siek word regtig nie.
Really? So, no, not really. No,
af en toe, ek is loop neus so, dan gaan ek diskem toe en kry vir my
But you know what you something. Do? What you do, can I tell Jy people? Kan. You fall off stairs and you walk into a wall.
Okay, yeah.
And then you need someone to have a look at that.
Yeah, like bigger things. I normally go, like, if something's wrong, it's like a week in a hospital or something.
Okay.
But you know why I think you don't necessarily use your medical aid or health insurance or whatever it is, and it's to the point that I raised earlier. It's because it's so difficult to go and claim, and then you've got to pay, and then you've got to claim back from your medical aid.
Yeah, that's
just a ball ache.
Me off.
Yeah, exactly. It's
but do you get the same kind of cover if you... You're in an accident, you have to go to hospital and get massive operations and...
Absolutely. So, it's you derive the same benefit, but you don't have this unlimited benefit that medical aids have. The scary thing about the industry is no one actually gets close to whatever that limit is. So, when you talk about dread diseases and you talk about cancer, well, what if I get cancer? How does your product cover us? Absolutely, it covers you. And the way in which we've designed the product is that you don't go what over that annual limit. So you'll always get cover the same as anyone else on a medical aid receives the same cover. But the reason we're able to afford it or the reason why it's so much cheaper is because we manage your risk differently to a medical aid where it's got this unlimited portion to it. You've got to price that unlimited portion into a product. So all that medical aids do is they just pass on that cost to you. So back to your example, you would use it more if it was easily accessible, but it's not. It's a pain in the ass. That's why you don't go to the doctor. And that's why you only use it when you fall down the stairs. So that's the point.
And it is on Apple and Android, it's called OnePlan.
Exactly. It is available on both mediums. And we've recently launched in like Mauritius as well. I've just flown in from Mauritius now.
You're lucky bastards.
Well, you say that. It's not all pina coladas and and beaches, unfortunately, when you're in Port Louis. But the reason we've deployed over there is because we can deploy anywhere. The technology, as long as you have the infrastructure built, it doesn't matter whether we're here or in Mauritius or wherever we are. It's something that the public wants. There's a huge demand for it. It's back to this demystifying insurance and medical cover. So the technology will enable us to use it anyway.
Rian, jy iets?
Ja.
Oh God, waar is jy? Hallo?
Thank you. I've been staring at that button for...
I'm so sorry,
Rian. You've been talking the whole time and we haven't heard anything.
That's why. Because I thought Rian is just still. So you also got...
Yes, I've got...
I'm quite amazed that everyone's got.
Yeah, I've had for 10 years and I've spent so much money because it's almost 3,000 rand a month for me.
No, you see, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is literally what you betaal. I can leave it for come on.
So here I am now. I get this one plan and I... travel with it on my phone as an app, and something happens, then I will what? That I will go. That was my one stop to go to.
Exactly. So as long as you have the app, so maybe I should explain this as well. The app technology and loading a claim via the app is for your normal day-to-day benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's GP, optometry, pathology. If something happens, like you're hospitalized, we have relationships with all of the major hospitals and you get managed the same way as you do in a medical aid. You arrive, they will immediately admit you, you will go through triage, and they will then case manage you depending on whatever your injury is. So it's exactly the same thing. The look and feel is the same. But obviously the technology and the app and the day-to-day, I mean, you're not going to use it if you're in a car accident and you go, sorry guys, I just need to load a claim via the app. I mean,
you're
potentially lying there in a thousand pieces, you know?
Yeah.
So the look and feel from a hospitalization perspective is exactly the same. And there's no concerns about, well, will I receive treatment? Will I be admitted? Absolutely you will. It's exactly the same.
Because the thing is that what we have, even though some people who do have insurance and some who don't like me, is you have that worry factor of, will I be able to do this? Will I be able to get an operation? You know, that's the questions always on your mind.
But that's what a lot of medical aid providers and health insurers and like life insurance providers trade on. They trade on the scare factor.
Yes.
You know, well, what happens if you get cancer? You know, you need comprehensive cover. You need, well, that's all great, but with that comes a cost.
Yeah.
And you've got to evaluate, is the cost versus the benefit? And unfortunately, up until now, you actually only have one choice. It's either medical aid or fuck all. So
that's it.
So it's either one or the other. And we're offering to close that gap. And say, well, there is something else. And quite frankly, it speaks to the greater part of South Africa.
Mm.
And it's something that's easily accessible. And that's really how OnePlan was born. You know, we kind of looked at, well, what are the needs of, you know, the general public? And the needs, quite frankly, are we need an alternative and we need a more affordable alternative. Mm. The fact that that's underscored by technology is just an added benefit.
Yeah. But someone like Rian now, can he go get the app and then he will be able to see how much he would have to pay versus what he's doing at the moment and then decide what he wants to do?
Absolutely. The first step should quite frankly for you be just go on the website and just have a look at the plans. And as soon as you open up the website, oneplan.co.za or via the app, there's a page that talks about the plan comparisons. It's very easy to understand. There's one table that says, this is your benefit on day-to-day, hospital, etc., and here's the next plan. And it scales up all the way from 300 bucks to a grand.
Yeah.
And obviously, the level of cover that you have is commensurate with, you know, the higher the plan, the better the cover. But 1,000 rand is still a far cry from the 3 grand that you're currently paying.
Yes.
And, you know, at some point you go, okay, well, there's a limit on certain cover. Yeah, but you've got an extra two grand a month. if you want to take that and stick it in the bank for a catastrophe scenario, well, then that's cool, you know. And if you want to use that money and use it to buy something else or gear it for something, well, then you have that ability to do that.
Okay.
But I think, you know, another important factor is some cover is better than no cover.
Yeah.
That's for the person that doesn't have cover. Mm. And
that's me.
Correct.
That's the Caspers in
life. I was just being diplomatic, but I meant you.
Thank you.
So some cover is better than no cover, but also you don't always have to go in all in, you know, belts and braces. You know, there is a measure of, you know, you need to have a look at what your needs are, and you also don't want to pay an arm and a leg for that. You know, you want to pay a price that's affordable.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Well, it's kind of scary that you say that only 8 million South Africans have cover. That's really scary. Out of 60 million, I think that's crazy.
Well, 45.
45 million. And are you finding that a lot of other medical aids are going to copy and paste your plan?
Look, I think there's a lot of that, and I know that we aren't speaking about pet, but pet insurance is a perfect example. Like, all of a sudden, you see this proliferation of pet insurance guys in the market, you know. Watch Carte Blanche, there's someone there, you listen to the radio, there's more pet insurance everywhere. So, to answer your question, I think it's better awareness. People are starting to become more aware of alternatives, of other options that are available in the market, and absolutely, as they see, well, there's an alternative like insurance and health insurance, you're starting to see more and more people starting to offer it. So yes, I think it is an expanding part of the market. The regulator is trying to create some regulation around that. Oh. So they refer to it as the demarcation regulation. So what is health insurance? What is medical aid? And, you know, does the public know the difference? And they're trying to regulate that. So I think there'll be a clearer understanding of that going forward. But certainly for the time being, health insurance is an alternative to medical aid. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's well, I'm definitely going to go, and I'll give you some feedback, Sven.
I'd love that.
Of what I've decided, because I'm at that stage of my life that you know, the chances of me needing something is quite bigger now than 10 years ago. And so you have to be prepared. I'm not.
Absolutely. And I think the, you know, another important factor is we don't have like a late joiner penalty the same way as medical schemes. So if you had to join
we
penalize you because you're joining late.
Yeah.
We'll underwrite you and we'll have a look at your conditions, your risk.
Well, I'm mad, but that's okay.
That's okay. As long as you're physically okay, we don't care if you're mad.
Yes. Okay. Okay, then that's not good. Okay, so yeah, you'll take it by individual.
Exactly.
I have one more question, Kasper.
Sure.
So, what's the start? The cheapest plan that you can take, especially for your people that earn minimum wage? Do they have the option of using the plan?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I know tax credits and all of that is, you know, is fallen away, you know, as part of the last budget speech. But for as little as three, I sound like a salesman. That's not the intention. But for about $300, you can get a decent plan with a decent amount
of
cover,
very cool.
which really speaks to the blue collar worker and the person out there that, quite frankly, doesn't have thousands of rands in order to get some cover. But kind of a good measure is for about 600, 700 rand, you get a decent plan that's got a component of day-to-day benefits and hospitalization cover.
Oh.
So, you know, that's still like 600 rand is a far cry from the 3,000 rand or whatever you pay. So I think that's your answer. There is a plan available for every income bracket. So that's the idea.
That's very nice.
I wanted to play you something, but I'm not going to play it now. I'm going to play it, but I just remembered something that will be very apt for you, Sven, and it's a dog. No, let me just find it. Now, this is a dog. Oh, shame. He loves ambulances. So when you play an ambulance, he imitates. Let's see whether we can hear it. No, that's not the dog, eh? The dog is listening.
He's got some lungs on.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
It's amazing. I wonder if you can do that with an ice cream truck as well.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. I think it's got to be German Shepherd or what's that other bloody Schnauzer dogs? Yeah. Now, I want to play you this. I wanted to ask you some, it's like a speed date question. Do you like Agatha Christie?
I do. A little bit of murder mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I watched a movie the other night, and it's called Murder on the Orient Express.
So did I.
Oh, okay.
Amazing, with Johnny Depp.
That's right. So did you realize who sang the last song?
I don't think I finished it.
Oh, but you know who did it, eh? Can you remember who did it?
I don't.
Well, that's a cock movie then, eh? But then at the end, that's quite an interesting twist at the end. You come home? But then they play this song.
Will you stay with me?
Now, try and remember who plays in this movie. It's one of them who sings this. Not Judi Dench.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, who else is in it?
Penelope.
Yeah.
No, this one's not got an accent.
Say you'll smile. That's silly.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Look, in truth, I've kind of watched that movie like 20 times, but I keep falling asleep because I watch it at night. So I haven't made much progress.
I'm like that as well. Yeah. Some movies you just can't get past. And let me start again. Because especially with a murder mystery, you've got to remember things. Well, otherwise, the twist will be not
and
surprised.
I don't give it away.
No, I won't.
I'm just going to ask. Have you seen the end?
No, I haven't seen the end.
No, the end is... You'll remember then.
Okay, good.
Let's spoil it for him.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, I'm just kidding.
But let me just tell you, Michelle Pfeiffer did or did not do it. So that's what I can tell you. In our
hearts we yeah, that's good. Okay, you didn't give it away. That's very exciting.
It's a very clever clue.
It was nice meeting you, Sven.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, and I really enjoyed being on the show.
See you again, and I'll give you feedback.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Let me know.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having
me.
Thank you.
Cheers,
well.
Cheers. Bye.
Michelle Pfeiffer se liedjie, is dit nie?
Is baie mooi. Ek het al eintlik lanklaas gehoor, want sy sing nie meer so baie.
Nee.
Well, nee, sy het die tour gedoen het vroeger nie, maar...
Spiker Boys, en daar jy die movie?
Nee.
Dis wat ek al gesien sing het.
Nee, ek het al in, was dit Grease 2?
Ja.
Was sy? En toe in Hairspray.
Ja, okay.
Maar daar is baie mooi.
Dis pragtig. Okay, so vandag wat nuus is dat Kim, ek het 'n Kim gehad, hy is amper weg, maar Kim en Trump gaan dalk met mekaar ontmoet nou.
Regtig?
Ja. So dit is eintlik 'n love relationship.
Okay.
Want hulle sê mekaar heeltyd sleg, maar hulle wil mekaar eintlik hê, like it vir my. You know? Want nou sê Kim nie, hy wil nou maar graag praat met Trump. En Trump sê, nee, ek sal met jou praat, Rocket Man. En so, ons kyk maar wat daarmee gebeur. En dan, jy gaan het seker in jy gaan gaan nie ons doen later.
Ek gaan definitief.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk about this one. I'm going to just keep it there on the simmer.
Ek hoop ek het dit in my nies.
As jy nie het nie, nie te kom nie so. And so, last night we went to see, did you go and see Hedwig and the Angry Inch yet, Rian? Why do I...
Eyes of your off.
Arme, Rian. Rian? Nee, Rian?
Oh, there we go.
Nee, ek het Sven se mic nou opgelos weer, sorry. Jy moet gaan kyk, hoor.
Okay, vertel my meer.
Ons gaan nou.
Okay. O, is dit cool?
Ons gaste.
Oh, awesome.
Ja. Ons gaan nou met hulle gesels. Want ek was gisteraan daar en Bernard, dit was jou tweede keer.
Derde.
Wow.
Ja. Ek het om met groot excitement afgevlieg Kaap toe die eerste keer.
Ja.
Om dit te sien, want hy sou nie Joburg toe gekom
het. Hy sou nie, nee.
En toe ek kan dit nie mis nie, want ek wil dit so graag sien.
Mm.
Toe gaan kyk ek dit en ek sien die dag spuit nie. En toe kom het na Joburg toe en toe wie is een schoolkind?
Kind.
Kind. Is een schoolkind. En ja, dus ik ga kijken, opening night naartoe gestrand weer.
Ja.
En dan gaan zaterdagavond weer.
Wow.
Als Betty het ding meer als je één keer kijkt, dan moet je weer, dat is baie goed.
Ja. Nee, dan like ik het baie.
Ja, ik begin met mijn hashtag, round one, round two, round... Dan moet je weer... Hulle doen iets goed.
Jy kan al die swing wees in die nommer.
Hulle, nie.
Wel, ons gaan met Elisma praat, die director, en ons gaan gesels met Gemma, wat in die show is. Nou. En dan gaan ons alles uitvind omtrent. Great. En wat ons mag weet voor die tyd. So ek wil nie te veel sê nou nie, because I don't know what I must give away and what I can't give away. But it is a very intricate story and very sad, but also... totally fucked up. It's lovely.
Okay.
That's how I like life. So, Bets, ek gaan nou oorgaan hier in jou skeer en skinner stingsoek.
Okay.
En dan begin ons 'n bietjie en dan terwyl jy begin, gaan ek vir Elisma en Jamal sê hulle kan inkom.
Okay.
En dan join hulle ons so surreptitiously. Okay. Is jy reg?
Goed.
Skim en skimmer. Hallo, Bernard.
Hallo.
Okay, so, wat se nuus is daar? Want ons het nou week na week ons nuus gemis en ek weet nie meer wat aangaan nie.
Dat is interessante nuus, lekker nuus. Party weke was daar niks. Dan search ek die internet plat en dan die mense kyk van net porno gaan slaap.
Maar beteken kom jy nie na mens toe?
Ja.
Jy sit net dan op jou Twitter feedline.
Ja.
So dan...
Dit is hoe dit hierdie week was. Ja. Dit is net soos in... Ek nie weet wat om te vat en wat om te los nie.
Ach, dit klink lekker.
Maar heel eerste wat ek moet noem is...
Ja.
Ek kan nie die woord uitspreek nie, maar the wound... Sê jy dit? Jy kan die doen?
Nee, hy kan. Rian kan.
The wound?
Ja.
Die
ja.
Movie in... Sia Kleba? In Kleba? Ek kan het nie sê nie.
In Kleba.
Maar anyway, dit is geunban...
Jaaay!
Vir nou.
Jaaay!
Vir nou. Hulle moet nog 'n finale besluit neem.
Oh, please.
So, al twee parte gaan nou appeals doen.
Ai.
En
ja.
Maar, wat interessant was, hulle het gestrand die, die spiritual leaders, whatever, wat teen dit is,
ja.
Het laat nacht probeer om dit te stop, dat hy vandag release.
Oh, my God.
En die judge het net gesê, the film has the right to be seen and the public the right to see it. So hy gaan voort vandag, hy word gesien in die cinemas en hulle wag nou net vir die finale woord as almal nou hulle sê gesê het om 'n finale besluit te neem, maar vir nou is hy in die cinemas.
So ek neem aan, alhoewel ek nie die kennis so goed het nie, maar ek neem aan die spiritual leaders of die traditional leaders sê dit is 'n sacred right wat ons nie van mag weet nie en daarom moet dit nie uitkom nie.
Ek dink dit wat ons nie mag weet nie, hulle sê die movie maak 'n bespotting van hulle tradisie.
O, nee, jy doen nie eintlik nie hoor.
Ja. Maar dit ek meen dit is net oor die hele gay theme is.
Dit is die gay theme.
Dit is nou wat hulle pla.
Ja, exactly.
Maar
because
die waarheid maak seer.
Precies. And that's why it's called the wound, want a wound maak seer. En
het jy wound?
Ek het 'n wound. Dis wat ek nou wou sê. Maar toe sê ek dalk het jy dit op jou skeringskinder. So dis the wound.
Ja.
En verder?
En dan, Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, wacht, ja.
Wil jy om...
Stol een bykie,
dat ek net... Ek sal oor iets anders chatte, wil jy om kry.
Oké, okay, goed, praat.
Dat een male escort, Italian male escort,
ja.
Het een hele dossier by mekaar gestel,
ja.
Waar hy om en by 50 priests, Catholic priests, ontbloot, dat hulle met hom geslaap het. Dis 1,200-page dossier wat hy compile het. En dit contain video's, foto's en baie messages wat tussen hom en die priest is. So ja, dit is nogals...
En waar gaan ons het sien?
Wel, nee, hy het het oorhandig aan... Ek weet nie wat die raad nie, maar hy sê, hy het nie gedoen om... Net om die priest te ontbloot nie. Hy wil wys die hypocrisy van die Catholic kerk.
Ja, maar
so dit is waar dit eintlik gaan.
Maar dit kom al jare.
Ja, maar nou maar ek meen daar's altyd bespiegelinge van o, priestertjies, maar nou, hy het nou actually 1200 bladsy bewys.
Wow.
Van alles.
Ja, dis nou so, feite swart op wit.
Ja, dat van die media al screen grabs van die boodskappe gepost in die media. So maar daar sal seker nog goeders uitkom eventually.
Okay, well, ja. Dis iets wat ons weet, maar wat te bang is om te
ja, niemand wil
sê te word.
Ja.
Ja. Maar nou moet hulle dit maar net doen.
What's that?
Let's call me by your name.
Joke it. Is jy oor dit?
Nee.
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face. It's been 4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. And when I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe.
So mense, het julle dit nou al gaan kyk? Die movie. Julle moet vir my skryf. Onthou, ons het 'n WhatsApp nommer. Dis 079... Love you. 7482090. Hier sien ek kom boodskappe en ek moet gou gaan kyk. Ek is nog 'n bietjie onder die koorsblare, so ek sien heeltemal lekker by nie. Maar ek sal nou gaan kyk. Ah. Ek vertel vir ons van
So I Call Me By Your Name, yeah. The sequel is in the making.
Oh yes.
It's happening and it's coming. Well, they will be coming. In die premise van die movie gaan wees...
Hulle is al toe AIDS en gaan doen. Die wat is in die 80s, nou?
Dit gaan in die 90s, vroeg 90s wees. Dit gaan omtrent 5 of 6 jaar later wees. En it will be set on the east coast of America.
Waar is dit?
On a world tour, the two of them.
Ah?
Ja. En, dit gaan een hele nieuwe story wees, maar dit gaan relevant wees op die huidige story. So ja, dit klink nogals exciting en alles. Daar sal ek klaar, van die fans het nou name uitgestuur wat hulle nou dink die movie moet genoem word. En onder andere, Call Me By Your Name, XXL. Look Who's Calling Whose Name Now. Call Me By Your Name 2, The Peach Strikes Back. En dan is daar ook eniekie, You Called Me By Your Name Last Summer.
Oh, ja.
Maar ek hou nog van die Peach Strikes Back, jy,
ne? Ja, ach, ja. Dis sweet. So, hulle maak sequel, want ek bedoel, hierdie is 'n klein movie wat eintlik nie aandag moes gekry het, eintlik nie as jy daarna kyk. And it did get a lot of attention. So wonderful dat hulle aangaan. En ook vir iemand soos Army Hammer, wat nou 'n kans gevat het om in die movie te wees. En hy het konservatiewe ouers ensovoorts. En nou, it's commercial success, good for him. Nou, hoop hulle kom die ouers ook by. Jy weet? So ek is baie bly, en it's a beautiful, it's regtig a beautiful movie. Ek een van die mooiste movies vir my.
En ek is bly, daar kom met weer een, bloot vir die feit dat ek die movie gelove, en toe sy net so of, is nou klaar?
Ja. Nou,
ek het, daar moes nog iets gebeur het, en nou is ek bly dat daar tweede een kom, dat,
ja,
want hy het nie vir my klaar gevoel nie.
Ja, dit was empty feeling, ja. Want hy sit daar by die vuur, te nabij as jy my vrou nie, hy sal fucking verbrand het, maar anyway, en hy sit daar in huil, and that's it. O God, ek moet nie die einde weggeen nie. Hy sit nie in huil, hy sit in lach. Hy lach soos 'n sleet. By die ice cream man lach hy.
Nou weet ek wat die einde gaan wees, damn it.
Shit.
Ja, jy gaan rush om te kyk.
Ja. Ek jylle praat elke week al oor, ek moet dit gaan kyk.
Dit is beautiful. Dit is beautiful, recht. Ek het al met stryd mense gepraat wat dit kon handle. Nee, recht, dit is glad nie. Jy sal het
geef. As ek jylle kan handle, nee.
Exactly.
Dan kan ek alles handle wat hier gesê word.
Exactly. Nog nie sê?
Ja, laastens, arme RuPaul kry kak van alle kante af.
Ach nee, wat nou weer? Het hy diarree?
Nee. Ek dink hy wens hy het dit eerder gehad. Want sy het gesê in 'n interview dat sy dink nie transgender persone wat klaar transition het moet op RuPaul's Drag Race wees nie.
Want, okay, dit taai nogal mooi in met ons Angry Inch nou. Ja,
want sy voel dat drag en shoot me, maar ek stem saam. Vir TV doeleindes, mense wil kyk en sien hoe 'n man transform into a woman en dis hele theatrics of van dit alles. Nou kom daar 'n transgender woman en sy het klaar boobs, sy het klaar getak deur 'n dokter en sy sit met make-up aan en daar staan sy. Dit is nie
ek stem saam.
Dit is nie entertaining nie, maar die drag community of die trans community het bos gegaan en haar uitmekaar het geruk op social media. En sy het jammer gesê, en maar ook wat sy bygesê het by haar apology is, you can take performance enhancing drugs and still be an athlete, just not in the Olympics.
Ja.
En ja, dis is
ek verstaan wat sy sê, want dit is deel van die art. As you, in a way, cover it up.
Ja.
And you are pretending to be a woman.
Because anyone can drag. That's a fact. I mean, vrouwens drag. Those amazing vrouwens in America wat drag doen. En hulle doen het bevok. Yeah. Maar publiek wil nie 'n TV show kyk oor drag queens en kyk hoe 'n vrou aantrek soos 'n vrou nie.
Nee.
Hulle wil 'n man sien wat aantrek soos 'n vrou.
Exactly.
En ek dink dit is wat sy bedoel het en hulle het net heeltemal verkeerd opgevat.
Nee, ek stem saam met haar, maar dit is maar net dalk iets wat die mens moet luister en oor na dink en dan besef, okay, but actually it's the truth. Hulle probeer dalk net liefdevol wees en sê, we are all inclusive, let kom ons het er gee allemaal mekaar 'n drukkie, and it's fine, maar eintlik met drag is dit, jy speel 'n rol. Jy gaan fucking kry nie operasie om die rol te speel nie. Dit's a bit strange, hey?
Ja.
Good boy. Hey. Hey girl. Kitty girl. So, waar trek jy met die reeks?
Op datum, ek wacht vir vanavond se episode.
So jy weet wat laatst weer gebeur het?
Ja.
Met Ben de la Creme?
Ja.
Ek kan het nie
geloof. Gesedoe is.
Stupid is dit.
Baie stupid.
Trying to be good.
Ja, maar, ja, dit is, ek denk is heel, maar, in een mate, is het ook, okay, dit is ook beter so, want sy het elke liewe week die challenge gewen, en Dit is so okay, sy gaan die einde wen. Jy moet
praat asseblief. Jy oor donder die hele sister.
Sorry. Help ek's loud, nee.
Nee,
en ja. So dis eintlik nice dat sy uit is, dan kan die ander bietjie dit maak dit bietjie meer interessant.
Ja,
want dit al week gewen, so okay, Ben gaan wen.
Ek is pissed off nou, so dit's goed om hom nie meer te sien.
Ja.
Ja. But it was
maar ja, dis good amper verby en dan season 10 begin oor 2 weke.
Ja.
3 weke.
Kan nie wag nie. No time for pussy footin around. Bad kitty, good pussy meow. Tell Papa, hey, yo, cat is been found. Hey, kitty girl, it's your world. When you walk the street, step into the beat. Hey, kitty girl, get your twirl. In the disco heat, you're the boogie body rockin' queen. Hey, 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 kitty, kitty, hey, hey, kitty, kitty, hey, hey, kitty, kitty, yeah, oh, yeah, whoa. Kitty, kitty, hey, hey, kitty, kitty, hey, hey, kitty, kitty, yeah, oh, yeah, whoa. Fatal curiosity.
Hello, Mori. Boy, bless you, Anna.
Soos ek sê, dit dovetail nou beautiful met ons volgende segment, met ons extra special guests. Want dit is die show Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Ek wil dit die hele tijd in Duits, met een Duitse accent sê, I don't know why. En ek het gisteravond gaan kyk, dit is nie die eerste keer dat ek het sien nie, maar dit is die eerste keer dat ek het sien met local mense. En ek was blown away en is a tour de force, mense moet definitief gaan. Maar voor ons enig iets verder sê, kom ek druk my speciale knoppe. Ons verwelkom ons Extra Special. Oh, ek love het as ek het recht krijg. Guests, Elisma en Jenna.
Yes.
Moet nie vir my lach nie, Rian.
Sorry. Het is deja vu.
I'm sorry, that's what I do sometimes to say, because I was not born with this.
Yeah.
You know, you get children, they born with computers in their hands.
Yes.
They can just do it. I can't. I have to learn. But now, Elisma, hello.
Hi, Cosby.
It's so good to see you again.
Yeah, it's very lucky.
And listen, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Baie dankie.
On Hedwig.
Thank you.
Stunning show.
Ja, ek gaan nie humble wees nie. Ek gaan sê, ek dink ook so.
Stunning.
Moet ek het nou self sê?
Nee, dit is iets wat mens nie aldag sien nie, hoor. En wat vir my lekker is van die show, is ook die karakters, is meeste van die mense wat in die theater gaan kom sit, sal nooit in hulle lewe soke mense ontmoet eers.
Nee.
En hier is 2 volkin in 'n woonwa.
Ja.
Dit is fantasties.
Ja.
So, Paul, de toe hy speel Hedwig, maar hy is siek.
Ja, hy is bykie onder die weer, soos wat jy ook was.
Ja, soos ek was. Ek is nog steeds bykie, en hy completely understand.
Yeah.
But he will be on show tonight, hey?
Ja, nee, hy's daar. Dis ook om hy nou bietjie slaap, want dat hy kan reg wees vir vanaand.
But thank you for coming.
Such a pleasure.
What is your name in the show? Zach.
Yitzhak.
Yitzhak.
Ja.
Unrecognizable.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's such a compliment.
Yeah. No, really. I mean, I was astounded, and your voice is so strong.
Thank you very much. I had a friend in last night, and only when Jenna started singing I Will Always Love You did he realize. But
and
he still went, that surely cannot be a guy that sings that high.
Seriously, it's the only, best thing you could ever
say
to me.
I know, right?
I love that.
Only then he started going, I think that is maybe a woman.
Yeah.
And that's like 90% throughout the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through the show.
Half part of the show.
Yeah.
That is a baie, baie mooi deal. I love it. Maar kom ons gaan terug na die roots van die show self.
Mm.
So, is it based on someone who lived? Or is it just a story?
Actually, it is based loosely on a babysitter that John Cameron Mitchell had.
Oh.
But it's not completely... She was a woman, but he just... The essence of Hedwig, he kind of based on her. She was this East German... A babysitter in America, because John Cameron Mitchell was an army baby, so he based the character on her. But the story is original, yeah.
En ek wil graag met julle praat hier, because I don't want to give away stuff.
Yeah.
So if I go beyond what I must say, then you stop me. Stop me.
Yeah.
Stop me. But this is an East German story.
Yes.
In the time when the Russians were running or in cahoots with the East German government, yes. And the West German government was the West.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
And then what officer is there in that story? Is it a Russian officer?
Or no, it's
an American officer.
Yeah.
What's he doing in East Germany?
Exactly. So, he was on the West side. He could go between West and East.
Of course.
Yes. So he was one of those special generals that... Sergeant generals that could go West and East.
Okay.
And then...
And he saw Hansel.
Yes. He saw Hansel from the back. So he thought, this is a pretty girl. And then Hansel turned around, and Hansel was a Hansel with a little bishop.
Warschel.
Yeah. In a turtleneck. But then he was still intrigued by this character.
Okay. Well, softly in the background, I'm going to play some of the soundtrack. Oh. And when it's something that I must boost, tell me.
Okay.
Now, how did he meet Yitzhak?
Well, I was performing as a drag queen in Zagreb, and
where's Zagreb again?
It's all Russia, Croatia.
Okay.
That side of the world in Croatia.
Yeah.
And I was performing under the drag name Kristallnacht. Somewhat inappropriate.
World War II. Reference. Inside joke. Yeah.
And obviously also wanting to get out of that regime. Hedwig was going to America and going back to America where she was living now, and I begged Hedwig to take me with her. So Yitzhak ends up going back to America with Hedwig to escape the communist regime and the oppression of Croatia at that time, but only under the proviso that I am never allowed to perform drag again. So the cycle of abuse begins. Yeah.
And it's so difficult to recreate that uncomfortable situation between the two of them, but it's so well done.
Yeah.
But it's just awkward.
It is.
It's so awkward. But well done, sister, that we are any fucking carafon. And you really see, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is not a good vrouwding.
No, definitely not.
But you didn't see a version of this before, Ilisma,
no.
Did you?
It's something I do as a director. I try to never see the show before I put it on, and then only afterwards I will go and see, because otherwise you get tainted by so many different versions of it, or different directors' takes on it. So I literally just take the script. I knew the movie very well.
Yeah, the movie came out.
Yes, and which is a little bit different than the stage show. And I knew all the songs, but I haven't seen a version of it on stage. And then for 3 weeks, we were workshopping our own version of it and working through it. And also the writers give you permission to do that. So they say just as long as you keep with the story, the storyline and the essence of the story, you must make it your own. So which was great. And we worked on so many different scripts and switch a couple of things around that kind of just works in our production. So, yeah. And then afterwards I watched a lot, and then I went, I think we did pretty well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Met jou rock musical, het die vervaardigers of die creators kom kyk en hulle was mal daaroor. So yeah. Dit het wie het al
no,
om kyk vir jou.
Not yet. Not yet.
We keep hoping. We keep hoping.
One day.
Yeah.
It would be amazing.
I think they will be astounded.
You never you know.
Well, the best thing working with Liz as well is that she allowed us to work on the relationship between Yitzhak and Hedwig much more than they do in the movie and in the on the Broadway version or the So that kind of emotional abuse and that relationship, that kind of search for love and that desperation between the two of them, that we were able to really flesh out, which before had never really ever been done, which was
totally
amazing.
Totally true.
It was very important. So that also, I mean, it's so uncomfortable and it's so heartbreaking and people laugh at it and then they go, oh, I just laughed at someone being abused in front of me, but you can't kind of help it and then you feel guilty.
Yeah.
But then at the end when there is... I don't want to give it all away.
No, but
when there is
kind of
redemption,
yeah.
Yes, it's so much more satisfying.
What song must I play now that you can think of that will go down?
Sugar Daddy.
I was just about to say that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's listen a bit to that.
Sugar Daddy.
I got a sweet tooth for licorice drops and jelly roll. Hey, sugar daddy, Hansel needs some sugar in his bowl. I lay out fine china on the linen and polish up the chrome. If you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home. Black strap molasses, you're my orange blossom, honey bear.
Sugar daddy, sugar daddy.
Bring me Versace blue jeans, black designer underwear.
Sugar daddy, sugar daddy.
We'll dress up like the disco dancing jets in my lawn and roll. If you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home.
Shopping, it's something to be seen.
Sugar daddy, licky daddy.
They swarm to wildflowers and get nectar for the queen.
Sugar daddy, licky daddy. And every gift you bring me gets me dripping like a honeycomb. If you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home. Whoa, I want a pig, a Cuisinart, and a hypoallergenic dog. Oh, I want all the groceries of the mornings, every item on every page in the million burning catalog.
Oh, baby, something crossed my mind, and I was thinking you'd look so fine a velvet dress with heels and an ermine stole. Oh, Luther, darling, heaven knows I've never put on women's clothes except for once my mother's camisole.
So you think only a woman can truly love a man? Buy me the dress, I'll be more woman than a man like you can stand. I'll be your Venus on a chocolate clam, still rise and I'll see a marshmallow fall. And if you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home. It's a tradition to control, like every chronic
Lovely. We'll play some more later. Did you have to audition for the role, Jane?
I did, yeah. I had to send in a self-tape. And when I got the brief, I was like, what is this that I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'd never seen anything about Hedwig and the Angry Inch in my life.
Oh, okay.
Got the brief and I was like, okay, research, research, research. But again, like Liz, didn't want to see too much because I wanted to also kind of have the chance to make it my own.
Yes.
And then I had to sing I Will Always Love You in... in As Yitzhak, and then the finale, which I also won't give away, with a slightly different feel, which is belting up to the gods. So I was like, let me just put my vocal cord back in my throat.
Yeah, yeah.
And sent, did it over and over and over again until eventually I was like, okay, look, this is the best I could do. And I sent it off, and then they sent it off to New York, I think, so that the creatives.
They have to
choose. They
have to. Yeah, their stamp of approval.
Oh, that's nice. So that's a nice pat on the back for you.
Yeah, Paul and I were very, very excited when we heard that the very scary people over in New York had also been involved in the process.
I loved it,
yeah.
So did other people also audition for Hedwig?
Yes.
Because I would never, ever think Paul could tour for that part.
Yeah.
So it was like just a revelation when I saw him. I'm like, my goodness, how did you get to him?
Well, he kind of just appeared because he was such a huge big fan of it. So
He's loved the show for years.
Yeah, for many, many, many years.
Oh, good. So he had the burning yearning.
Yeah, and it showed in the eyes. Mm. You know, other people can, you know, a lot of guys can, you know, can sing it, and but there was just something in the eyes that kind of, you go, he's lived with this character for many, many, many years.
But there is absolutely a rootedness there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maar Paul, de twee, als je hem denkt, dan denk jij aan een boer wat milies verkoopt of zo. Nee, waar was hij? Waar is hij?
Hij was lang een binnenlander.
Ja.
In movies.
En die waterfront.
Ja.
Kijk net.
That's a waterfront. Is a Cape soap.
Ja.
Cape Bay soap.
Ja.
Oh yeah, no. I knew of him. I knew his face. I would never have thought he can sing. Number one, and so well, and such a diverse voice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. All the little characters that he plays. He doesn't just play one character.
No. At one stage, I was reminded a little bit of Evita Poseidonote's Bambi Kellerman's sister from Germany. A little bit. He was having a little bit of that. And then he goes on again. But no, he was absolutely superb. But did you two know each other?
No, I heard of each other as well. Because I know, I think I heard of Paul the first time because he played Brad in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And so I knew of him in our circles, kind of the musical theatre world, but we'd never met, never crossed paths. And I remember when we first started working together, he was like, I have to be honest, when I heard you were playing this role, I was a bit like, she's too girly. She's not gonna.
Wow.
I don't know. She's got it. Yeah. And I was like, you know, I also was a little scared for myself. But
I thought you were a little bit too manly.
You're too manly, because he is. He's such a man's man. But I think it was, it was very exciting when we got into it. We were like, oh, okay, that's why. So you're a cast for it.
That's a wonderful challenge, eh?
Yeah. And he's so great to work with. Yeah. He's a lot of fun. Our dressing room's an education.
You are so comfortable with each other. I mean, there's one scene I won't, like, the body fluid scene.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How did you, or who said that must happen? Real.
Yeah. she did. Like,
of course.
And then I was like, am I spitting? Oh, I'm just giving it away. Anyway, it's am fine. I doing this thing in your face?
It's not semen. It's spit.
It's spit.
Yeah, it's not semen.
And Paul was like, do it. Just get involved. I was like, alrighty, here we go. And we just did.
But that... The law of averages, it's different every night. Then
every night. And then if it's not kind of, you know, the right consistency or whatever, he does get a little upset. Or if I miss, because sometimes I'll just go straight over his wig and he'll be like, thanks. Like, what must I work with?
Because opening night, it went full in his fringe.
Yeah.
And it just slowly dripped over his face. And I was like, okay, she aims every night for the hair. No, you don't. Because last night it was full on his mouth.
Yeah. And then before that, I got him right in his eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Ek lees maar jy is die naaste aan die screen. Kom lees gauw hierdie briefie.
Goed.
Ek weet nie wie dit is nie, maar ek dink dit is Adrian van Port Elizabeth. Hallo julle prachtige.
Hallo julle prachtige skepsels en hi aan die gaste. Ek kan hoor dit is weer lekker aan in Japan vandag daar in die studio.
Hoe aan in Japan, okay.
Ah, bly om my Dolla Betty stem te kan hoor, het gedink sy het al afgetree. Verder is daar mooi fokkel nuus die kant. Ek gaan net... ek gaan net bietjie Moffi Valley toe vir die naweek.
Waar is dit?
Dis in Nysna. Het 'n breek nodig soos in nou, maar ek luister nog One Way. Geniet julle naweek, baie liefde, baie groete, Adrian.
Oh.
Dankie Adrian.
Dankie Adrian.
So you know Adrian that this is a kind of a pilgrimage that the Moffies must take because you're not going to see this production.
Ja.
Anywhere else and it is absolutely brilliant and unique, but it's not going to tour. It is a once in a lifetime opportunity, I would say, to come and see this.
You know how many people said, "Is it coming to Cape Town?" I go,
"It was there." Hello,
for 6 months or something.
We just have to go back, bus.
Yeah, noted.
Do you stay in Cape Town?
Yeah, we all. Yeah.
Oh, you all stay. Yeah. Paul as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think people are going to be confused about the storyline because we haven't said what it's actually about.
But
where did we go? We went to the soldier who saw bums and thought it was a lady. And then we stopped there.
That's where we stopped.
Okay, shall we go on?
Yes.
But it's so difficult to actually say what it's about without giving stuff away.
I've had so many interviews. I can
tell. At work, every client, I'm like, you have to see the show. It's about this and this and this. I can't say anything further.
Yeah.
And then like...
It's just...
What?
Well, I give them a little bit of a tease. And then you just... It's about a boy born in East Berlin. And in able for him to escape, he has to get a sex change. And then when he does get it,
he's asked,
botched. Yes.
He's asked by his...
An American soldier
to do it. Yeah. So in those days, there was no like gay marriage.
No.
It was like out of the window.
Yes.
So he had to get an operation which got botched. And that's hence the clue in the title, The Angry Inch.
Yes. That's it. And then it's just about him going to America and... dealing and with the situation and relationships and how he has to live with his angry inch.
And while the show is going on, because he is definitely telling us that we are there and he's welcoming us, this Hedwig, but then at the back there outside Monte Cassino there's a big rock show happening with his ex.
Yes. His ex-lover.
Lover, who's sing a rock star.
Yes.
But he killed a lot of children.
Yes.
It sounds
an accident.
What is this music?
In an accident, a car accident.
Yes, not by his own hand.
Not like smothering them. Or
no, yeah. Not a serial killer.
Yeah, it was an accident. Because he was high on drugs.
And he was being... Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he stole all Hedwig's songs, and now he's famous.
That's right,
because of Hedwig's songs.
Talent.
So there's a lot of bitterness towards this character. A lot of love and bitterness. You know, that's a very thin line.
There is.
Yeah.
We just spoke about Kim and Trump.
Yes.
Very much the
exactly.
same.
Exactly. Very bromancy.
Yeah.
Type of vibe. I don't know if I want to kill you or fuck you.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now, do you think, with them, Gemma, after the show? Are they not going to be happily ever after?
No, I don't think so. I think the cycle of abuse will probably continue. I think that was a moment of generosity and kindness. But I think, again, it's the same thing. It's bitterness and passion. Mm. It's very kind of that situation between Yitzhak and Hedwig. Yitzhak really loves Hedwig. Mm. He really, really does. And I think he's just devastated by the fact that he knows that Hedwig doesn't feel the same way at all. There's a compassion there, I think, in moments, but I think generally speaking, Hedwig's too broken to really be able to have the capacity to love fully. So, and I think that's the beauty of the whole story, is that it's all about just trying to find love, whether it's with someone else, but essentially within yourself. So it's fine. It's self-love that it's, you know, the humanity of that. So no, and unfortunately, I think that it's going to, unless Yitzhak gets the courage to leave.
I think.
Yes.
You know, this is the wonderful thing, because you can go see the show and everyone has a different ending. It's kind of.
That's not my ending.
What's
not your ending?
I have a different ending.
I think Yitzhak just like flourished from there and Hedwig gets left behind.
I think Hedwig leaves. Star.
Do you think Hedwig leaves?
I think that last little walkabout, I think he leaves and
allows Yitzhak to shine.
That's
maybe.
I thought it was a permanent, a temporary lapse of his reason, and then he's going to be mean again.
You see, that's this is. It says more about you than it does about.
Because that's mine as well.
Yeah,
I think broken people, you and me, broken.
Yeah, no, you can't put them together. Wow.
Only his eyebrows.
But how would you describe this? To people who have been exposed to musical theater, would you say there's a little bit of Rocky Horror? There's a little bit of heavy metal. Rock,
not heavy.
It's not like no,
like glam rock. it's a difficult one, because there's a little bit of. If you think about rock musicals, then, you know, Rent and...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that type. But it's such a unique piece.
It's unique.
Yeah. Because it's actually, for me, essentially, it's actually a play with music. It's not a musical. In the true sense of the word, a musical. I mean, you can write dissertations on that. But if you take out the songs, it's a story on its own. It's a hectic play.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but the music obviously enhances the story and the emotions. It heightens the emotions and things. So it definitely helps with the journey that you take people on. But
so many genres of music as well in it. Absolutely. With the country, and then we've got our rock.
Yeah, and there is a bit of a heavy, like, it goes to...
I didn't mean... you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly, yeah.
Rock.
And there's
rock
a little
level.
Bit of German expressionism in it. And
And then all these beautiful ballads as well that kind of come in. It's like so eclectic.
Yeah.
But can we talk about The Origin of Love? The animation...
Okay, now let's just go back again. Oh,
was that done
beautiful.
By...
Yes, Narette Lewis.
Yeah, but Christmas Carol ook gedoen.
Yes, she animated beautiful. The Christmas Carol.
Okay, well, hold your thought about that. Let me just play a little bit of this, because I'm scared I'll forget. Is this the right one?
This is Wig in a Box.
Wig in a Box.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's stunning.
Why did I like it? Do I know it?
No, you don't know it. I think it was just... It's in that kind of... You want to...
I was so happy that you brought in the wig changes.
I know. A little bit
bigger. I spoke to Elisma before I saw this production.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you going to do it on the bigger stage? Like, please don't lose that
intimacy.
It's bigger, but it's better.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's bigger, better, but still intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I wanted all the time. It works.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Get down. I feel happy. And it's wonderful because I stand at the back of the auditorium and I see people literally swaying or lifting up their hands and tapping and happening.
You see, this kind of show in the Peter Jorin complex is difficult, because in the Gate 69 milieu, you already have the audience half in a mood.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's theater. They come in cold and they have eaten something at Mr. What? Toasties. Yeah. And now they sit down and they have these two fucked up characters.
Yeah.
So it takes time to adjust.
Absolutely. And most people have no idea what it's about when they they just come watch everything, kind of. That's there, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So they have no idea what they're coming to watch, and then there's these two.
Okay, now you
misfits.
Must shut up. Now you must shut up. No, sorry, I just love this bit so much.
suddenly routine. I look up from my vermouth on the rocks, a gift wrapped wig still in the box.
Oh.
A towering velveteen, a
banana makeup. Oh, oh, oh.
Some love and baker. And pull the wig down from the shelf.
A big reveal, new wig.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm Miss Beehive 1963.
Whoa.
Until I wake up and I turn back to myself.
Okay, you mentioned animation on a song. What was that song?
The Origin of Love.
Okay, that was beautiful.
That
was absolutely beautiful.
I think that song is just so well crafted. It's ridiculous.
You see, the problem is we need to see this more than once.
Exactly.
To understand everything.
You know, it's true. It's one of those productions you can see. I mean, I've seen it, Jenna. How many times have I seen it? Like,
countless.
A lot.
Yeah.
Including rehearsals and things, and you just discover every little things in the script all of the time. Mm.
I can imagine with this show, you can see it's very complex. Now, this animation, tell me about it. How did it come about? It's not written into the script.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because Hedwig says just before the song, he found his diary from age 3 to 6, fully illustrated, and his mother told him this bedtime story. So it's kind of his little children's drawings from when he was a tiny little toddler.
Yes.
And then it is based on Aristophanes's speech in Plato's Symposium. It's like an ancient Greek text. Yeah, and they turned it into a song, and I just think it is absolutely... So all of this, these lyrics, that was in the Symposium.
It
comes from long time ago.
So
we made it. We made it our own. She just listened to the song, and she created all the animation from the lyrics.
I remember because, of course, I watched it now in hindsight. I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
So I remember now thinking back, like mythological kind of spiritual. But yeah, it was like a big story.
Yes.
And obviously, the gods.
Yes.
That's
what
I meant. Yeah.
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 Strength.
And shall we listen a bit
Thor
to this?
Says,
I'm going to kill them all with my hammer.
What's he saying now?
Giants. But Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs into lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts. He let out a laugh, said, I'll split them right down the middle, gonna cut them right up in half. And the storm clouds gathered above into great balls of fire. And then fire shot down from the sky in bolts, like shining blades of a knife. And it ripped right through the flesh of the children of the sun and the moon and the earth. And some Indian god sewed the wound up to a hole, pulled around to our belly to remind us the price we paid. And Osiris, the gods of the Nile, gathered up a big storm to blow a hurricane, to scatter us away in a flood of wind and rain, a sea of tidal waves to wash us all away. And if we don't behave, they'll cut us down again. We'll be hopping around on one foot and looking through.
You see, what I realize now as well is that you get a genre called European cabaret, and it's very strong. And, you know, and I suppose it was very big in Germany at some stage, especially before the war, maybe.
Yes.
But in Holland, it's still very strong. And this kind of material
absolutely
features in cabaret.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another friend of mine, Ashley Harvey, actress, she afterwards, she said it is it is very German in the form. Mm. It reminds a lot of, and German theatre is strange. It's,
yes.
It fucks with your mind.
And no, it's totally unapologetic as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. Completely.
Brave.
Yeah.
And I think because essentially the entire, this whole story began, the whole musical essentially was crafted from a couple of songs that was being performed off Broadway.
Yeah.
And there was no storyline. It was just kind of John Cameron Mitchell testing out various songs, and it was fleshed out over years and years. So, I mean, essentially it was a cabaret.
Mm.
And then Broadway... Yeah. Took it to an extravaganza height.
Yeah.
True.
Which, I don't know, I kind of miss the intimacy of it.
What happened to me was I saw a Broadway version of Footloose, which I didn't quite like. Mm. And then afterwards I had to go via 300 steps and tunnels to go and see Hedwig and the Angry Inch somewhere off Broadway. Mm. So it was quite an interesting experience to go from this Footloose experience to, we were all standing there.
Stunning.
And he was performing there, and I remember the, it was totally different for me.
Absolutely.
It was like, you're seeing something you're not allowed to see in a way. And now it's all, look how it's developed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's, because they started it in a hotel ballroom. They was one of the first productions. This random venue.
But that is what's nice about theater, is that you can push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh?
We like to push.
We like to push the button.
Yeah. Push my button.
And something that is unheard of 1 year, a decade later, is like fodder, and then we move on to something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that very much. What have you done in your life? I know your parents.
Yes.
Yes. I actually played in their theater.
Oh, great.
Yeah, years and years ago. I won't tell you how many years ago that was. But when did you start
still
then?
Had a penis.
Hedwig had a pee-pee.
Yeah.
Were you influenced by them?
Oh, yeah.
That we're talking about Delia and Keith.
Yeah, so my parents, obviously being musical theatre performers, it was in my blood. I tried for a very brief period of time to attempt to do something else. When I was in high school, I stopped dancing and singing and acting.
No, you're not
like,
going to do this.
No, I'm going to go and study journalism or psychology.
Mm.
And then I left school. I was like, there's just no way. So, yeah, been doing it ever since. As soon as I finished college, I trained there for 3 years, moved to Joburg, was here 10 years, and then moved back to Cape Town 2 years ago and kind of started to do a little bit more independent stuff, smaller stuff, because I've been doing, very lucky to be doing the big musicals, which have been amazing. Mm. But I wanted to do something that was smaller and scarier, where I was very much more on the front line, I guess, and to challenge myself even further. And then this obviously came along, which was like the most ridiculous gift in the whole world. And then now I'm kind of I'm teaching at the college. I'm a partner there now.
Oh.
Yeah, so doing that and performing, kind of, I was like, I'm definitely involved in the college. I want to be, but I'm still performing at the same time. So
have the students come? Oh, they in Cape Town?
Yeah. So most of my students are quite skint. They have no money. So they didn't come to see the show at Gate 69. But if we ever do it again, I'm sure they'll pop around. Yeah. They're like, it's too expensive. So
Yeah, because there you got to eat as well.
Yeah. And Cape Town's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
It is. But I think they would have a ball seeing you in this.
Mm. Yeah, some of them came. It was amazing. And I think that's the important thing about teaching and still performing.
Mm.
I think if you stop performing altogether, you kind of tend to move out of the buzz of what's going on. And I think to keep my finger on the pulse, I hope, please God, to be performing for years and years and years to come, as well as being able to balance the teaching as well, because I love it. And our kids are ridiculously talented. Like, I'd be scared if I was going into the industry now, because they are just so good.
They're
really good. And they're much more confident and fierce than I ever was when I graduated. So.
And what I like is that you have companies like who's this, VT?
VR Theatrical and Gay69, both co-produced. VR,
who then bring shows like this, which you would never expect or never expected. It is actually now passé to say you would never expect it, because it's here. We and the pink Kinky fucking Boots. What's its name?
Kinky Boots.
It's coming, and Priscilla was here. It's remarkable. I'm so happy that these things are happening.
Absolutely.
And the kids can do it.
Yeah. Yes. There's a time for Sound of Music, and it's coming again. It's wonderful. But then you also then you also want something a little bit more cutting edge. You know,
yeah. We
want
this to, is very cutting edge.
Yeah. We want to bring in new people into the theatre, not just the ones that are already coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with you completely. Now, how do you get your inspiration, Elisma? Do you go overseas and go and see plays? Do you read a lot?
I don't have the money for the overseas.
So you have the Kindle.
I have the Kindle. Yeah, I read. I'm a reader. I have a little library in my house.
Aww.
It's actually supposed to be a bedroom, but I made it a library, and then I sleep in the kitchen. Basically.
Oh my goodness. That's a musical on its
own. Yeah, yeah. It makes sense when you see it.
It makes sense when you see it. But yeah, I'm a big reader, and I love watching interesting documentaries.
And staying on top of trends and stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to cough. Yeah, hold on.
And I like watching strange movies. And one thing leads to another. You watch something, and then you go, who are they talking about? And you Google that, and then one thing leads to another, and then all of a sudden you have this whole new
avenue. You know, can I tell you who opened up a world for me now? Was this Luca, director from Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
He opened up so many references for me, which I didn't know.
Yeah. Is it Lakini?
That is amazing. And then you read this, and I got to learn about so many stuff through this one musical project.
Exactly.
A movie project, sorry. That is what I like
absolutely.
As well.
And then your
stop
brain feels
young. Wikipedia or go read and fuck, what's this? And it all makes so much more sense then. And you understand it within context. And
absolutely. And sometimes it takes days for me to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Keep stuffing and researching.
Yes.
I'm never watching a movie with you.
Never. No.
Please.
No, I won't do that. I won't do that to anyone. But I'll go back and then do that.
That's amazing.
So what's your favorite movie ever?
The Princess Bride.
Wow, you didn't even have to think about it.
I do not have to think about it.
Such an old commercial movie.
It was not. It was a cult. It's a completely cult classic. It bombed at the theaters.
Yes.
And then only once it came out on VHS, it started becoming.
It's a clever movie.
It's so clever. It's so clever. Very romantic, fairy tale-y, true love.
Let's go through it again. There, Billy Crystal is in it, eh?
Yes, Billy Crystal.
And that guy, is he dead now from...
Andre the Giant.
No, he's dead as well. But I think that there's another guy, the British comedian, he's dead now. Will Smith, no, Matt Smith. Matt Smith.
No, yes, Matt Smith, he's passed away a couple of years ago. Okay. Mandy Patinkin is in it.
Oh, yeah. I think he would be a pain to work with.
Yes.
Huh?
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Mandy.
I think he's fantastic, but I would never want to work with him.
No.
Yeah.
He looks difficult.
Yeah, he is difficult.
It's so difficult. Funny. You can just tell by someone how they look. Yes. You look difficult to work with.
I mean, he walked away. What's that? It's a series, a crime investigation series something.
Oh, that's thing. Right.
And he just walked off the set and didn't
never
return.
Never come back.
Yeah, in the middle of a scene. So,
but I'm scared. I'm scared of him. I.
But he's fantastic.
He's brilliant, though.
I mean, he was great in Sunday in the Park with George.
Yeah,
fantastic. But I wouldn't so much go see a Mandy Patinkin show, because I'm too scared of the guy.
Yeah, he does look scary. He does look scary.
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's intense.
Where Benedict Peters, I would go see anything.
Yeah, of course. No, he's an intense. Character.
He's an intense character, but that is what brings people to come and watch
exactly,
him.
Because he can play those roles of that he's fucked up.
I just love his look. He always looks like he's got such great thoughts behind everything he does.
Yes, yes.
His thought processes are so
clear
for me.
You can see,
And I love that.
Yeah. But scary, as you say. Scary. Yeah.
And for you, the best experience in terms of music or movie?
This is such a hard question for me.
I know, I'm sorry.
Also, because I'm quite boring and generic with stuff. Like, I love thrillers. and things like that. So, like, I enjoy watching kind of James Patterson stuff and
I don't know what that
intellectual
is.
Like, I like Gone Girl and
oh, like that those was lacquer. Kind of
things and Girl on a Train. And I've just always been obsessed with thrillers.
Yeah,
I read, it's all I read. I like eat through them.
What's the stuff that you watch, Bandnut? But that's not thriller, that's more horror.
The stuff that I watch.
Yeah, you watch like The Ghost Who Fucked Her and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Paranormal
like,
House.
Yeah, like hot paranormal. Yeah, my favorite type of movie is just August Rush, Secret Garden, that type of movie.
Really?
Maar ek hou van 'n occasional horror.
No, let's pause. Really? I thought you are very much into this paranormal.
As you may well irriteer, it's my paranormal activity op.
But you bring me that movie all the time to watch.
Nee.
What do you bring me?
Ek bring vir ek wil hê jy moet ek vergeet altyd die naam. Daar wat hulle so in die movie geklap het, The Conjuring.
Oh no. No, 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 no. I've seen that movie. I cannot. Horrors terrify me.
Like
it's horror, you see.
Yeah, but like occasionally it's nice.
Now you come with feel good movies. But August but Rush.
August Rush, Secret Garden, Dead Poets Society, that's my vibe.
You've opened a new door for me today. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you were like a commercial horror queen. Secret Garden. And yeah, Rian?
But now Broadway to come.
Oh.
Kom maar weer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. My go-to movie is the classic Dances with the Wolves.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved that. It was epic. It was an epic. I loved it.
The isolation that he experienced and it's just amazing.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Ek het dit verskriklik geniet. Ek was nogal jonk. Ek weet nie hoe oud jy was nie, Rian.
Ja, nee, ek was nog op die plaas gewees.
Ek
was nog 10 uur gaan slaap.
Oh, shame. Well, I would recommend anyone, Rian, go see this production.
I can't wait. Anything that she does, I'll watch all the time.
Yeah, well, it is, I mean, like, the name Elis Mabarnost directed. Okay, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
This is by pressure now.
No.
No.
Sweet.
It was for me the crunch, the test, whatever you call it, was with that Christmas Carol. I thought, let me see what she can do with this in that space.
And you know what? It's coming back.
I know, it was very popular.
It's coming back. And
like they had old age homes, like block booking the fucking play.
And also kiddies. Kiddies and all kinds of people. Yeah, that was lovely.
No, I was joking about it. It was family who came. Yeah,
it was a very diverse audience. The most diverse I've ever seen.
And you look how beautiful you did it.
I mean, doing it again. And it's a little bit improved. We are improving it a little bit. Not changing majorly, but yeah, it's coming back. I'm very excited about that.
Well, congratulations. You see, you can do anything in this mouth if you put your heart to it. I sound like Michael Jackson. And Gemma, what are you going to do now?
Beg for work, strip, anything anyone pays me to do.
We can tag team.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to college, back to teaching.
Have you won an award yet for this?
I have. Paul and I both very gratefully we have won the Fleur de Cap.
Because I just thought this is an award-winning performance. You must win something for this.
Yeah, last year we won.
Okay, well maybe now for this year you will be nominated for something else again. The Golden Kudu or whatever that is. No, it's an award-winning performance. It's absolutely fantastic. And you too, you know, you make it work together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And I wish, hopefully, I will be able to come and see it again.
Asseblief, kom. Jy gaan goedjies discover.
Ek weet, nee, ek weet het.
Absoluut.
Kom saterdag ontweer.
Ja, dankie.
Ja, Bernard van die 26ste keer.
Jy mense saam.
En wat is die running? Wel, eindelijk bring mense my.
Oeh.
Ek het hulle vertel van dit, toe koop hulle vir my kaartie.
Oh, amazing.
Ek love hulle.
Ja.
Hoe lang hardloop die productie?
Tot die 1 april.
Okay, cool.
Ja, so dit is nie baie, dit is reinig nie baie tyd.
Ja, mense moet
ek weet, het klink soos 'n nuwe maand, maar dit is die 1 van april. Mm. So dit is...
Like 3 weeks left, daar. Ja.
Ja. We got all kinds of... Ek weet nie of het vir ons is nie hoor, maar nadat die Lisman nou die boodskapies gelees het, het ons allerhande hier soos prentjies van hoinkies.
Van Yorkshire Terriers.
Oh god, okay, hoinkies, sils in the eye. Okay, punani.
Okay, I just saw that picture and
That is hilarious.
Well, people, I'm back. I'm alive. And I thank you for listening with us. This is the podcast, so you can listen to this forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being here.
This is so lekker.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Loved the show so much.
So thrilled.
Great. And do give your father and mother love from me.
I will indeed.
Yeah. I used to perform there in the Waterfront Theatre, and then every night I used to hand out fruit in one of the songs I can't even remember what, and we used to go buy the fruit there in the Waterfront, all the shops there. There was like a, where the Cape Town Fish Market is, was the theatre there?
Yeah, it was called the Victoria Theatre.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, around there, we did, what is it? Butternuts, alles wat al vieslik en vulgair like. We bought there, and then I came with a mankie and I walked through the theater and I gave it to the people, like roses, blessed roses.
Yo,
I
gave
brinjal,
far more useful, I think.
Phallic symbols,
nice,
basically.
Yeah.
So you see, I was like, that was the angry inch already.
You were ahead of your time.
I was ahead of my fucking time.
Yeah, man.
Only Casper can pull it off, because if it doesn't work, they have something to throw at the actor.
Yeah, exactly.
He has an eggplant.
And he can make a
sandwich. A mock sphere.
Yeah.
A mock my sphere. Say for my, what, het ons nie oor gepraat vandag nie. Ons het alles gedoen, ne?
The Oscars.
Oh, Jesus.
Ons moet praat oor die Oscars.
We have to talk. I forgot about the Oscars.
I was thinking.
Okay.
Talk
well,
about
I was not. I wasn't disappointed in the Oscars. I thought it was okay. I mean, in terms of the winning.
Yeah. The production was disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel's not.
I get funny. Chris Allegau.
Yes,
that was.
That was beautiful.
Wasn't that beautiful? The yellow budget it in the.
Yeah.
But Miss like Kristalla and Swarovski. Yeah. Swarovski. Yeah, this was baie mooi. This was baie mooi, maar ek mis die juice.
Yeah.
Onthou jy dat ons klein was?
Oef.
Met yeah. Billy Crystal en daai mense.
Ja. Yeah. Wonder hoe kom dit gebeur? Was it apparently die laagste kijkertal?
Ja, yeah, apparently.
Not
so
wait.
No one.
Ja.
Yeah. Skien is almal bietjie oor Hollywood en wat daar aangaan.
Ja, maybe.
Ja.
Al die kak wat nou daar aangaan.
Ja.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave us with the song called Liewe Jesus, which I don't know why it's here. But I think we'll start with Liewe Jesus and we'll end with Liewe Jesus. And I want to wish you all a very nice weekend.
Thank you.
Yes, and to you.
Bye, Jesus. Well, not you.
This is CliffCentral.com.